Chapter 2. Knock on the Door. Knock on the door. Doors are mysterious things. They are barriers, but not like walls. Doors are barriers that can open. From the outside, they are barriers to something hidden and secret. From the inside, they are a defense to keep the outside world out and away. When you knock on the door, you are doing something very personal. You are asking to be trusted to enter into a private and protected world. It is no surprise, then, that people do not open their door for just anyone, any time. People are careful. These days we have intercoms so that we can talk with whoever or whatever is at the door. Some intercom have cameras. We can see the caller, but they can't see us. Even in the recent past, when we did not have video monitors, we could still peer through the distorting lens of the one-way peephole. Again, we could see the caller, but they couldn't see us. Before we had peepholes in our doors, we were forced to peer through whatever windows overlooked the doorstep. But still, we tried to see who was there before we even said hello. And, of course, we had the bell. A ringing bell, be it a metal piece with a striking iron, or be it a more modern ding-dong, is less threatening, less demanding, less aggressive than the knock-knock-knock of a fist on the door. But even before anyone knocks on the door is still fascinating. G.K. Chesterton famously said in his essay, The Ethics of Elfland, that a child of 7 is excited by being told that Tommy opened a door and saw a dragon. But a child of 3 is excited by being told that Tommy opened a door. We can add to Chesterton's description and say that a very young child is excited by just being able to name a door, and that an older child does not just want to see a dragon, but wants to know who goes through the door and what happens next. The image of the door is so powerful that we can use it to try and understand how children's thinking and children's ideas change with age. It is no surprise, then, that doors are symbols in dreams and literature, and Freudian and Jungian psychology. Doors are powerful. The knock-knock joke is a very simple joke form. The humor comes from a simple play on words, but it is the mystery or secrecy of the door that gives it its excitement.